It is the cumulative effect of, frankly, decades of underinvestment in urban school buildings.
Dr. Sonia Santelises is the CEO of Baltimore City Schools.
Some of this is about also taking into account that young people need to be fed, that we have a lot of young people who are, frankly, safer in school than they are out.
Since 2009, the school system has returned roughly $66 million in state funding for repairs. According to the Baltimore Sun, that's because contracts didn't comply with regulations. But the schools tell us that's misleading and say specific requests for school heating systems, including one for Douglas High, were deferred by the state. Amid all this, Butar says teachers have learned to be resilient.
They do everything they can to make it better, and they try not to fuss. This is one of those situations where people should have been fussing for a very long time.
Now, this week's problems have created a new practice for Baltimore schools. Each campus will now have a daily temperature check so decisions to close can be made on a case-by-case basis rather than at the district level. Jeff?
All right, Errol Barnett, thank you.